years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Apparently, cocaine dealers need a side hustle. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain the inner workings of an NYPD station house. And it's not what you expect. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Busted at a jiggle joint leads to international incident. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
And now, special guest stars Dan and Becky Gaffney.
I would love to hear you on that toll-free line. If you are anywhere in America right now where you can see the Northern Lights.
Which is not where we are. We're just below the line today. Last night we could have seen them, but unfortunately we were asleep.
It's a pretty big deal, this geomagnetic storm. And last night I see on social media in our area, we live in the great state of Delaware, and I see on social media people posting pictures of the Northern Lights. I went outside. I didn't see a thing.
Yeah, I don't think we would see them where we are anyway. There's too much, you know, ambient city light here in the big city.
I did just go outside, and I did see a light, but it was the security light that comes on with movement on the back porch. Not very attractive. Not attractive at all. Northern Lights, 888. 688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You're looking at me with a strange look, Becky.
That's usually what I do. I look at you with a strange look. It's better than saying you're strange looking, and that's what you get back.
Well, I know you don't like these astronomical events.
The eclipse...
You could care less.
Kind of. It's not that I don't like them. It's just that, you know, when you see these things, they last for about a second, then they're over, and there's not much more to it than that.
I'm big on shared experiences on the air. So if sometime between now and 1 a.m. Eastern... Between now and 1 a.m. Eastern, if you are anywhere in the United States where you can see the colors in the sky, please let us know. 888-68, assuming you haven't taken any substances and you're seeing colors.
Right.
888-688-9258.
I do think I would like to run outside a few times, though, and see, since we are up late tonight, like we aren't usually, and see if we can see them.
It's great to be here for Walter Sterling. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We invite you to be a part of the program. Sound off, speak out, and be heard. And you can join us from wherever you are on the number that I've given you. Walter Sterling is taking a night off. He had his daughter's graduation in Syracuse, New York, and away from a microphone and traveling, so here we are.
Which he probably will see the Northern Lights. You said that's about where the line is tonight in that area of New York?
Yeah, I was looking at some sort of map that NOAA put out, the government, and they have a line of visibility that rolls through the United States. The Northern Lights, here's how they describe it, okay?
Okay.
The Northern Lights dazzled Americans on Saturday night with flashes of green, purple, and pink lighting up the night sky in much of the northern United States. It may happen again tonight. Spectacular views could be in store for Sunday, the third night in a row. We're on the East Coast. It's dark, mostly dark right now. So we should maybe see something because of the geomagnetic storm that is very intense, the most intense. What's the matter?
Yeah, just hearing about it, I'm bored to tears. This is why I'm not so excited about it, I guess.
The most intense geomagnetic storm in 20 years.
Wow. And I'd rather sleep through it.
I'm trying to make it exciting for you.
I'm sorry. Now, if I saw it, it would be nice, like if we were out and we were doing something, but I'm not going to really get up out of my bed and go look. Tonight, I'm up, so I'll go out and I will check.
Meteorologists are saying that in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, and you should be able to see it. So,
all right, well, we'll check it out.
And
we'll
and the Pacific Northwest. Hello, Pacific Northwest. When it gets dark, we're dark enough where you are sometime between now and when we leave the program, we invite your calls. Sean will help us out. He's our producer today, and he'll help us with that. 888-688-WALT. And today was Mother's Day.
Which we have to acknowledge. I would rather we not acknowledge that, but we kind of do
now,
have
hold
to
on.
Acknowledge it.
Hold on. You're listening to my wife, who is the mother of eight. Why would you not want to acknowledge Mother's Day?
Okay. So, you know, I have a strange relationship with Mother's Day, and I think it's, maybe if social media weren't a thing and I didn't have to hear everyone's opinion about Mother's Day, it would be a little bit different for me. But it's very sweet. Don't get me wrong. Very sweet when people send you a message and they say, Happy Mother's Day. First thing I got this morning was Happy Mother's Day to the best in the biz. And, you know, very sweet, loving message.
You think
That's
it's overblown,
nice.
Though?
I do think it's overblown, but it's not even really that I think it's overblown. I think that you get to hear these all these different opinions on it, and it makes you feel like Mother's Day should be some sort of an experience, and if it's not, you've messed up. You've either not done enough to make people treat you the way that, as people send in these messages, I hope you're being treated the way you should be treated today. Hope your family's treating you to this. Hope this is happening for you. Happy Mother's Day. I hope everyone is bowing down at your feet, rubbing them, sending you to the spa, cooking you dinner, and you never have to do anything ever again
pressure.
In your whole life. It's pressure.
It's a lot of pressure on me.
And
all of the kids.
Well, honey, you know that it's not pressure on you because no matter what pressure was on you, you wouldn't be like bowing down at my feet and giving me gifts anyway. So that's already ruled out. But the pressure isn't just on the people surrounding the mother. The pressure's on the mother. Like if you're not appreciative enough of this wonderful day that should be so much. And I mean, we had sick kids today. We couldn't leave the house and go do something we were supposed to do. And I was pitied because, oh, on Mother's Day. And it's, again, people's notions are sweet, but I think it's this expectancy. It's not the same for everyone. Some people don't have mothers they have relationships with. Some people aren't mothers.
You were actually dreading this a bit because of all of this stuff that you read and the way people react to Mother's Day and the way it's overblown. I sensed you were regretting it a little or you were not looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's regret, but it's always like, again, there's an expectancy for you to respond a certain way, or you should be doing this, or you should be doing that. And, you know, if everyone has to go to brunch and do all of these things that make you feel special, but I don't want to go to brunch.
I also think about Mother's Day and how it affects people who have a terrible relationship with their mother.
Well,
which we'll talk about when we come back. And you're invited to join us tonight, Dan and Becky Gaffney, for Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Pilot Error.
Keep us out over the lake, south of the city for now at 3,000 feet. But I'm not sure we're going to maintain 3,000 very easy.
Gold, a real popular strip club located in North Miami Beach. Some revelers got out of control, including one student from Florida International University. That has led to an international incident. 26-year-old Matteo Falsinelli was arrested. Apparently, he was resisting arrest. I'm just going to tell you something, as someone who may or may not have been arrested any time in my past, The most important thing is to be very cooperative with the police officer. Sometimes that's really tough to do when you're loaded up on testosterone and cosmopolitans. But here we are. Mateo arrested and apparently really not cooperative at all. So the North Miami Beach Police Department did what they should do. They made sure he was safe. So they hogtied him. Footage has been released, and the good people of Italy are horrified at the treatment of Mateo. Don't do the crime if you don't want to do the time, and do not resist arrest. Mateo, he is in trouble, and perhaps he never should have left Italy in the first place. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool. Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney in for Sterling on Sunday. Great to be here. Mother's Day is overblown, and you're listening to the mother of eight. Too much stress, too much pressure.
I think it's pressure not just on the mom to have a perfect day and expect everyone to do something to make that day. I think if your kids feel obligated to do something, that they have to do something for you to show you how much they appreciate you, that's too much pressure on them. Too much pressure. Like, they shouldn't have to feel obligated to show you how they feel about you as a mom.
I remember Mother's Day used to be where you said something to your mom.
Right. Right.
Now it's all of society telling all women something about Mother's Day. It's too much.
And women who are mothers, women who aren't mothers, women who parent dogs. That's a lot of it, is like, you know, to all the dog mommies out there, happy Mother's Day. It's just, it's so much more far reaching than just saying, hey, mom, you know, let's have a good day today and spend the day together. You can do that any day, every day. It's kind of like Valentine's Day to me, like a bunch of hullabaloo for nothing other than to make people feel like they have to come up to a certain standard to show that they appreciate you.
On the toll free, 888-688-WALT, Alex in Northwood, Pennsylvania, I believe. Hello, Alex. You're on Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm really enjoying this. Now, I tuned in for Walt, and I got the Gaffneys, who are nice, but we know nothing about them. But obviously, you've done this before. You've been on the radio before, because you're smooth.
A little bit.
You are smooth. So, obviously, you've had some experience. But can you give us a little bit, before I ask my question about Mother's Day, how about some background on yourself?
All right. I've been on the radio since I was 18 years old. I'm a morning talk radio host in Delaware for the last umpteen years. I also do some work in Washington, D.C. My wife has been on the radio as well. And hello, honey.
Hi, I would have been on the radio since I was 18, but then I had those eight kids, you know.
Yeah,
so it's just here and there. I just slip in here and there.
She's been busy, Alex. And so that's it. And here we are filling in. This is our third guest hosting, not that we're counting, but our third guest host opportunity for Sterling on Sunday. Happy to be here. Are you a radio fan, Alex?
You can't help but like the Sterling on Sunday show, because it is kind of like you got to stop and listen to it because it's peculiar.
Certainly. Certainly.
And it's good in a peculiar way. I live near Wilmington. I'm not far. Norwood is not far from Wilmington. So I'm assuming it's one of the Wilmington stations. And I won't press you on it because I know that you may want to not want to reveal what it is. But otherwise, I would tune in.
I believe I can reveal, since we are a very proud Sterling on Sunday big time radio affiliate. Delaware 105.9. We're downstate Delaware, Alex. And you
Listen. Way down there. No wonder I can't pick you up.
We are.
Oh, your signal is more like, you know, like I bet you get to the Wildwood real good.
Yes. Yes. We do get into
when
South Jersey.
When I used
Jersey
to go to Wildwood, you get the, years ago when I vacationed in Wildwood and Seattle City, you could pick up the Delaware stations real good. Back then, it wasn't much FM. It was AM. You could pick up Salisbury and stuff like that down there.
Happy to tell you a little bit about it, Alex. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And we'll talk to you later. You're peculiar. I guess we're peculiar as well.
Well, I've always thought of you as peculiar, honey. I'm glad that Alex could see it, hear it over the airwaves. He doesn't even have to look at your face.
Thank you, Alex. 888-688-WALT is the telephone number. 888-688-WALT. I think we've said everything we need to say about Mother's Day. I do want to know if there are other women who feel this way, or you're a unicorn in a lot of ways, honey. Are you a unicorn when it comes to Mother's Day and the way women feel about it?
I think that I am, but I also I want to point to where people put the pressure on you that if you haven't done enough as a mother, also that people aren't going to come forward and show you that. It's like I read several times today, and I probably should have just, you know, not looked at social media at all. But I read several times that, like, when your children show you through what they're doing on Mother's Day, how they feel, what they're doing is projecting the way you made them feel when they were young. And, you know, so if you have kids who have a busy life and they have their own kids, especially if they have their own kids and their own lives, they don't need to stop everything to, again, you know, praise you, because if they don't do that, you were a terrible mother. And that's kind of what people say. There was a woman who was a very famous radio host who all the time would say, if your husband and your children don't have big parties for you on your birthday or celebrate you on your anniversary or Mother's Day or all of these things, it's because of something you haven't done and you haven't given enough. And you know very well that you're not good at remembering birthdays, and you're not that kind of a guy. Therefore, you know, you're probably going to marry somebody who's not that kind of a girl, and we're going to have kids who just kind of, we'd rather do something else on another day than stop the whole world for a bouquet of flowers that will make me sneeze anyway.
Okay. Becky Gaffney on Mother's Day.
And again, I appreciate
it. I did buy her two mops today.
You did. You did mops and lots of cleaning supplies, and almost posted that on social media, but I did stop you. I stopped you from getting in trouble and making it look like you were actually doing that for Mother's Day.
We were at the store, and we did have to buy two mops, and I was joking that I should tell everyone that this is my wife. Look what I'm getting her for Mother's Day while we were at the grocery.
Yeah, but
I thought that would be fun.
We didn't need to start that storm today.
All right. Also tonight, if you are somewhere in this great country where you can see the Northern Lights, we're wondering if this is real. Are people really seeing the Northern Lights?
Oh, come on. We know that it's real. We just aren't seeing it here, and you want people to chime in on that. It's real.
I just want to know if real people are seeing the Northern Lights. Are these photoshopped
pictures?
No, just
these fake people. Only the fake people are seeing the Northern Lights, honey, not the real ones.
So if you're in a place where you don't normally see Northern Lights and you're seeing colors in the sky, man, and call us and let us know anytime between now and 1 a.m. 888-688-WALT will be the number. And we'll, you know, leave the Northern Lights, the Aurora line open for sure.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Frank Zappa.
Are there any rock lyrics, Mr. Zappa, that you have heard in the past couple of years that you wouldn't want your children listening to?
We are the world.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Apparently, cocaine dealers need a side hustle. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain the inner workings of an NYPD station house. And it's not what you expect. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT. Sterling on the line. Let's be entertained.
Nissan? Because I want you all to myself.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Dan and Becky Gaffney in for Walter Sterling. Thanks to our caller from Pennsylvania asking a little bit about our background. I'm also, this surprises people, I'm also a performing mentalist.
Mental case. He meant to say performing. I'm a performing mental case.
Yes, my bad. Mm-hmm. But it's a mind reader, Las Vegas style mind reading act. And it's not a joke, actually. I actually do this and perform around the area at theaters and corporate events around America.
Right. And so let's go back to how you originally wanted to be a stage performer and not really a radio guy.
Really?
You did. You wanted to
be an
actor.
Well, do you want me to go back that
far? I do. I want you to go back that far, because if you're going to talk about it, you might as well go back to the beginning and do your origin story here.
The origin story is I loved magic when I was a child. I got a magic kit for Christmas. This is everyone's magic origin story, by the way. I got a magic kit when I was 9 years old for a present. I took to it. I flourished, you know, it became a great interest. I read every biography that I could read about Harry Houdini and loved Houdini, loved magic, started performing magic. I guess you could say professionally.
Well, if you got paid, that's professionally,
when
right?
When I was 13.
In your nice, fancy velvet suits that your mommy made you.
13, 14, 15, 16. I was doing kids' shows as a kid.
Like the Great Gaffney, wasn't
yes.
that? You were the Great Gaffney?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Little articles written about me in the paper and everything.
Right.
And also wanted to be an actor. And someone talked me out of that and said, "Get it, be a radio person. That's like acting, you know, only it's more... it's stable."
And so, I wanted to be an actor as well. And right. someone talked me out of that, and I married him. And then I became the mother of 8 children. And here we are today.
Yes, performing again. But at one point in my 20s, I had a radio career. I was performing as a magician occasionally. And I had the opportunity to do what I thought was the pinnacle of what I always wanted to do since I was 9 years old. And that is, when you're 9 and you're into magic and you're reading about Harry Houdini, you want to do an upside down straitjacket escape. You want to hang from a crane upside down and escape from a straitjacket like you would see Harry Houdini do. Either that or be handcuffed and jump in a frozen river.
Yeah, I don't think you'd last too long in a frozen river.
I didn't want to do the frozen river.
So you hung upside down from the crane.
I had the opportunity to do that. Yes, I had the opportunity to do that as a part of a magic convention. I was 23. I lived in Mansfield, Ohio. I was the morning radio host, magic convention with David Copperfield, actually.
Amazing.
Was coming to town to perform. And as to promote this event, they had in the downtown square.
They hung little Danny Gaffney by his feet.
Yes, I hung upside down. I had the mayor, the police chief, and some other people strap me into a straitjacket, and then haul me up in a crane, and I did. I made the front page of the paper, and I thought it was a big deal. And to me, I hit the pinnacle.
I think that's a big deal. You didn't fall.
I didn't fall. I did get out of it. I'm not still in it today. No one had to help me.
So maybe you should still be in a straitjacket.
And so, to me, I had achieved... That was me achieving my magic goals.
That was it. So you were there, and then you just went straight for the microphone and spent
right.
most of the rest of your life until yeah. about now on the air.
So I didn't have to do anything else magic-wise, you know. But it was always an interest until maybe a couple of years ago. The performing bug was just gnawing at me, and I took a good year to reacquaint myself with some things and try put together a whole new act. And I've been performing quite a lot, actually. Just did a show two nights ago. Got another show Friday at a theater. I got another show at a comedy club later this month. I mean, I'm busy.
I'm thinking this is the retirement plan. Since we can never afford to retire, that you just start doing these shows, you know, like on cruises, and I can just, you know, spend my days out on the poop deck while you're performing mentalism.
Yeah, you'll be on the poop deck, all right.
And the most common thing that I get asked about
But it really is a professional level show that we do for legit real. You know, people think it's some kind of joke.
It is. And as I was saying, people ask me constantly if you can read my mind because they truly think that you are reading their minds when it is just performance.
People have a good time. They laugh. They're amazed. We get great reactions.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like to go with you and be your roadie.
Yeah. So that's it. So as a matter of fact, this Friday night.
When is that? Friday? That's Friday?
This coming Friday.
Yes, it is.
I am at a theater built for magic. It's called the Dickens Parlor Theater. It's in Delaware, in Ocean View, Delaware, actually.
Cute little place.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. There's a restaurant and a theater.
Right.
And I'm performing there. Tickets still available.
So we will celebrate our son's...
I can promote it and people from out of town can fly in.
Our son's 14th birthday is the night before, and this is the first time I am, like, making this jump that we've named our son Ace, and all of your silly magic and all of the aces that are involved in that. Right. I never even made that connection, that there is some sort of connection to you and your crazy card tricks.
So I do that on the side as well. So if you're looking for a dinner entertainer, dinner entertainment.
And his wife who hauls his things in and out. We'll be there.
That's how it goes.
That's right.
Yes. So to find out about my exploits as a performing mind reader, Instagram, Dan Gaffney Show.
That's
on
right.
Instagram.
That is correct.
If you want to see photos of this real life thing.
And a few little videos and some fun things. It really is fun.
You can contact me through Instagram, Dan Gaffney Show on Instagram. We would like to know more about the mind mysteries part of our life.
And if you want to wish me a happy Mother's Day, you can find me at Just Being Mom on Instagram.
All right. More of Sterling on Sunday coming up.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
Don't play cutesy with me. Sterling on
What can I say? I'm into damaged women. Oh, I'm kidding. I like you because you're hot. What can I say? I'm into damaged women. Oh, I'm kidding. I like you because you're hot. What can I say? I'm into damaged women. Oh, I'm kidding. I like you because you're hot.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Dan and Becky Gaffney in for Walter Sterling, who is traveling after his daughter's graduation in Syracuse, New York. So we're here tonight. Great to be with you. Taking your phone calls, 888-688-9258. Supposedly, in certain parts of the United States, we may see the Northern Lights again. In areas that don't typically see the Northern Lights. So please report if you see them sometime between now and 1 a.m. Eastern when we sign off. If you happen to see it, blue, green, pink, whatever. What did you see outside?
I can report
just
that
moments
the sky
ago?
Here is black. absolutely black. There is nothing but the streetlight in the front of our house lighting up the sky here.
Traveling around today, we saw something for the first time in person in the wild. A cyber truck.
You were much more impressed than I.
Tesla cyber truck.
Yeah.
I've only seen photos of and video of. Saw one for real in the wild, parked on a street with New Jersey temporary tags.
I think it's just goofy looking. I think it's even worse. You know those big trucks that you see that are, you know, so jacked up with the giant tires?
Love them.
You talk about, you know, how guys with a small mentality are compensating for their small mentality. What? I think that this thing is even more that than those big trucks. Like, what is the point? What's the point? Are you trying to mow down, like, a small town or something? It looks like you could just drive in and just destroy a small village with it or something.
It was impressive.
In what way?
Well, just in its unusual shape. It's stainless steel.
You know, stainless steel.
Okay. There's no paint on it.
Right.
It looks like
my refrigerator.
Right.
That's what it looks like. My refrigerator. It also looks like maybe a drawing that one of my brothers would have made in, kindergarten.
When they had to draw a truck, you mean?
Some sort of futuristic truck. It's not even a truck. It looks like a pill bug, like a roly-poly
bug. I was excited. The only thing, I don't want one because I don't want to spend my free time sitting in a convenience store parking lot trying to charge it. But other than that, I thought it would, the only thing that would make it great, in my opinion, or something that I would really want to have, is if it was gasoline powered.
Why?
But of course it's not.
It's not. It's so ridiculous.
I don't want an electric vehicle.
That's not even going to make, I know that, but this thing is so ridiculous that there's nothing that could power it that would make me let you, and I did say let you, park that thing anywhere near my house.
Yeah. It, you know, they talk about it's been hyped up, and I can see why, though, when you drive by it. It certainly elicits an opinion, right? You certainly have something to say about it. It was a head-turner. We're like, what?
It was a head-turner.
What?
Because really, honestly, like high school welding project head-turner, like they didn't finish it. Well, I wanted to check out the beads on the weld and see what was sitting there.
It's pretty, I thought it was cool.
But why? Why did you think it was cool?
I don't know.
It's like a little wedge of silver cheese. it was different, but
you're
there
not
are a lot
liking
of things
it.
That are, it's
My wife doesn't
so
like this Cybertruck. Come on.
It's just so overblown and silly. Kind of like the concept of Mother's Day. We made something and then we went a little too far.
Wow. Becky, on the cynical train tonight.
Cynical train is better than the cynical Cybertruck.
But, neat, I would say, of all the electric vehicles or the EVs, that's the only one that I would give a thumbs up to. Okay.
A thumbs up.
You know, that's the only one. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it would be better if it was powered by diesel or gasoline.
It would be better if it had some sort of aesthetically pleasing look to it. Mm. It does not.
So, spotted in the wild. That's our first, you know, I don't know, you travel the great highways of America. I don't think there are too many of them out yet, but I happened to see one and I thought it was interesting.
Good for you, sweetheart.
I'll lose interest, I'm sure, once I start seeing them all over the place.
Or once you, you know, drove the giant wedge of cheese, you'll probably lose interest, too.
All right.
But that's not going to happen.
Cybertruck.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. The Cybertruck.
Congratulations to the guy who had it parked in two spaces.
Do the Sterling on Sunday listeners understand what I mean, though, when it comes to electric vehicles? I don't want to spend time at convenience stores charging. That's really what I see when it comes to an EV. I see a trip where I can stop at a Wawa, for instance, a very famous chain of stores. I can stop at a Wawa, fuel up, get 400-500-mile range, and get a sandwich and chips and an ice cream and I'm in and out of there in 5 minutes, right? If I'm in a Tesla or something and I'm at the charger, 20 minutes no I gotta way. Sit there?
No way.
20 and minutes? 25 at best. At best.
Our strange personalities that cause us to be an hour and 45 minutes early for everything would not allow us to right. sit in any kind of parking lot like
and
that. We'd go crazy.
I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's why you charge at home.
No.
But you have to have certain things to be able to charge at home.
Right.
A garage, for one
thing. Which we don't have.
Right. If you live in town or a city or apartments, it's just not...
Yeah, street parking here where we live.
I guess electric cars are okay if you like to hang out at, sit around convenience stores and eat potato chips.
Yeah, you'd rather eat the potato chips in the car on the road because we have to be there an hour early.
Have that bag of chips finished and be 20 miles down the road.
Right, but I guess if the car's driving for you too, that would make up the time.
So anyway, that's just my thought on, it's just the practicality of it. It seems less efficient to have an electric car just simply because of the time it takes.
Yeah, we heard a story a couple of weeks ago about a couple that was here and it took them an hour and a half longer just to drive, 2 miles? Because they had to stop so many times for inconvenient things.
A lot of hassles. Dan and Becky for Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
Apparently, cocaine dealers need a side hustle. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain the inner workings of an NYPD station house. And it's not what you expect. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Busted at a jiggle joint leads to international incident. Details later, strippers on loose, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
And now, special guest stars Dan and Becky Gaffney.
Happy to be in for Sterling on Sunday tonight. Happy to talk with you. Hello, Midnight Misfits.
On a happy Mother's Day.
It's good to be here. Our telephone number with the Aurora Hotline is 888-688-9258. In other words, the Northern Lights, supposedly visible again in parts of the country where they're typically not visible, Midwest, Northern Midwest, New England, maybe the Mid-Atlantic or the Delaware Valley or Pacific Northwest when it gets darker for you.
So basically, go outside, take a look at the sky, tell us if you can see them, because we cannot. It's completely pitch black here.
I want to know if the cosmic storm we're getting from the sun is actually causing the Northern Lights, if you will, to be seen in your neighborhood or where you're driving. Let us know. 888-688-WALT. I have some tips, by the way, from the NOAA weather people on how to see the Northern Lights, the aurora, as they call it.
You look up.
The best time is typically an hour or two from midnight. So,
okay, so there's still a chance.
Yeah, and it could be after midnight,
okay,
too.
Okay, all right.
And local time, according to NOAA, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they have an agency called the Space Weather Prediction Center. So they say find an area with the darkest skies possible. Look to the north. Even if the dancing lights are not visible to the naked eye, some people said they could see them through their cell phone.
I tried that. You had said that earlier, that if you can't see it, take a picture. I tried.
It says set for night viewing.
It was, yes.
Okay. So that's weird. I don't understand. Like, you can't see it with the naked eye, but it picks it up on a cell phone.
Well, I think when they say set for night viewing, it's like holding the shutter open a little bit longer, you know, on an old-fashioned camera.
They also say they're not consistent. So if you don't see it in 15 minutes of watching, that doesn't mean you won't see it later in the evening.
So stare at the sky for a good hour and a half.
All night. What time is it?
And you might see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little after.
Just stay up all night.
Right.
And the hours expand toward evening and morning as the level of geomagnetic activity increases. So that's all I know.
See, this is too much work for me. I need to go take a nap. I'm done. We'll just see them in other people's pictures in the morning, and that'll be just fine for me. And if you see them, we'd love to hear about it.
Becky and I, and this is not going to be very popular because so many people take these drugs that we're concerned about. But we should talk about how many people are... look, we're concerned about how many people are taking Ozempic and Wegovy. And those drugs, I don't even know all the names.
Right, because I don't think we know
for
yet.
For weight loss.
What will happen to these people in the next 10 years? It's very concerning. Very concerning.
Yeah. Are you, or have you, had someone in your family begin taking these drugs, which apparently do cause people to lose weight
and to vomit and to be very sick, and I know there are side effects
and to lose their mind, even
to lose their mind. I haven't heard that one.
Yes, can change your mood. It's called Ozempic personality.
What in the world?
Where it dulls your senses, makes you not care about anything. Well, that's the very frightening thing.
Yeah, that would be pretty frightening. I think mostly what frightens me is the fact that you start taking it and they say leave it at a small dose because the higher you go, the sooner you'll max out.
The
sooner you max out, the sooner there, you know, you'll have to do something else. And this is something that they're saying you're probably going to be on for the rest of your life.
There's so many side effects. They're naming them all, as you said, Ozempic face.
Right.
Ozempic breasts. Where something happens to your breasts.
What happens?
I don't know.
What?
They start sagging or something.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
They say that's what happens with your skin. Ozempic face is like your skin starts to sag, and then you have to go get an Ozempic facelift.
Have you heard of Ozempic?
Saggy skin.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Have you heard of Ozempic stomach?
No.
Where your stomach stops working, it becomes paralyzed.
Yes, I have heard of that. I just didn't know they called it Ozempic stomach. I guess any part of your body that it affects now, we can call Ozempic nose.
That could be me making that up. I'm not sure.
It might be. It might very well be.
Do you have any side effects from, first of all, are you being told by your doctor to take this stuff? Some people, you know, these were originally, I guess, drugs people use if they have diabetes. And some people that thought they had to take it for their diabetes and couldn't get it because all their friends in Hollywood and everybody taking it to lose weight, and it caused a shortage. And now it's being pushed as weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. I cannot believe even our neighbor Nate is taking it.
And aside from all of the side effects, I think what worries me the most here is that we think that you have to turn to a drug that makes you vomit for the first however long order to lose weight. Yeah, some of the people that are having, the higher the dose, the more nauseous you are. You feel full all the time to the point that you can't even look at food. That's got to stick in your head. Like, you know, okay, let's just go to when the kids are sick and they ate pizza and then they vomited that night. They don't eat pizza for a good 6 months. Yeah. Think about what that does to your psyche.
I'd rather not think about it.
I know, but we kind of have to talk about it if we're talking about this. If you're so nauseous looking at food and you're vomiting, that's a problem long term.
Is it possible? Now, you don't know us, but we could have a normal, I mean, interesting conversation. Are you taking any of these drugs? Have you started? What is your experience? Right?
Right.
What's a real person's experience? 888-688-8840. 888-6889-2858. That's 888-688-WALT. We've got time tonight. I mean, I would like to talk to people who are taking this or have someone in their family who's taking it or you've been told to take it. What are your thoughts now that you've been on it?
And that's what worries me. What drives a person to think that this is the last resort, that this is what they should be doing? Is it because celebrities are doing it, or is it because your doctor is telling you to do it, or is it because you just don't feel like anything else has worked for you?
Interesting. Well, we'll leave that open. We have the Northern Light line. We have the are you taking these weight loss drugs line. And we'll see what we get tonight as we roll through the evening together. We are live on the radio. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by lesbians.
And how long have you been into women? I didn't say I was. Yeah, and half day.
Talking jazz, bullets over trailer parks under the moonlit sky. Detective Vic Ferrari always gets this guy.
On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to give you guys a little bit of an insight of what goes on inside an NYPD station house. So once you get past the front doors of an NYPD precinct, you're going to walk in, you're going to smell janitorial fluid, and usually to your right or your left, there's a little room and there's going to be people typing reports. It's usually a couple of cops or a cop on light duty, but for the most part, it's called civilian employees. They're called police administrative aides. That's where you go to get report numbers, or you want to report your lost wallet, or anything to do with getting a police report. That's the 124 room. A couple of feet past that, you're going to see a cop sitting behind a desk with a bunch of phones. He's called a telephone switchboard or TS operator. His job is to route in every call that comes into the station house, but more importantly, those calls are not going to get to the desk officer unless it's an absolute emergency. The desk number of an NYPD precinct is probably something that's probably as close to getting the president on the phone at the White House. It's literally impossible. If you wind up getting past the guy at the TS operator, you're going to get stopped by another cop who's called station house security. His job is, he's basically the bouncer of the precinct. His job is to make sure nobody gets to the desk officer. He's kind of like a goalie, because you don't want to disrupt the desk officer, because if someone gets past him, you're going to wind up on a lousy foot post or a DOA. His job is to route people up to the detective squad, or throw out unruly people, or bring them to the community affairs officer. Then you have the desk officer. The desk officer is like the fall guy of every NYPD precinct. They're responsible for everything, but often have no control of their own destiny. So if property goes missing, a prisoner comes in and dies in the station house for whatever reason, the desk officer is the one going down, even though often he had nothing to do with anything that's going on inside the station house. Upstairs, you have detective squad, which is like what you see on television shows like Barney Miller, where there's 20 guys sitting around in polyester suits. Their responsibilities are everything that comes into the station house that patrol didn't handle. So bounce checks, domestic violence, and even sometimes homicides. They're overworked and underpaid. Then on the second floor, you usually have what's called the community affairs officer. They're in charge of keeping the community people happy. Another office you may find on the second floor is for the highway safety officer. Why they call him that? That's another one that's a head scratcher, because basically all he's responsible is for the vehicle maintenance of the police vehicles and filing accident reports that come into the station house. Also on the second floor, what you're going to find is usually the roll call room. Do they have roll call there? Absolutely not. It's a bunch of PAs, police administrative aides, or the big time one, an SPAA, senior police administrative aide. And they basically type the roll call assignments for the following day, which radio call you're going to get and who you're working with. So for more NYPD stories, check out my new book, NYPD, Laughing in the Line of Duty.
Walter Sterling is off tonight. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
And on the telephone, Bill from Delaware. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Hello, Dan. How are you this evening?
Great. Say hi.
I'd like to say a happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks, Bill.
And we actually talked, I believe it was the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I was the one that brined his turkey with the pickling spices.
Ah.
Right. You
remember?
Yes, you brine so fine. That's for
brine
sure.
Brine so fine, yes. I'm about to brine a chicken that way for chicken and slippery dumplings.
Yum.
That's another favorite of mine.
Nice.
You would probably have to make about 5-6 batches of dumplings for your family.
Maybe 6 or 7 chickens, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I did it when I went to Florida for 16 people. I never rolled so much dough in my life.
Right.
Actually, I did. You worked at my brother's bakery years ago.
So you are checking in tonight to say hi and to chat Becky up a little bit. Is there something on your mind here tonight?
Well, I looked out, and the northern lights, it's hard to see with the lights.
Could you see them last night, Bill?
No, I didn't. There's too much light around my street.
Fake
I have a street
news.
Light right over there, and there are people across the street have, like, lights on and everything.
Is there a field close? So. Can you go to a field and see if you can see them?
Yeah. But it's. I have to go across the ditch.
You don't want this man wandering around at night. He might get
right.
He might get lost.
He doesn't have.
With all the wilds in lower, slower Delaware, you know how that is.
No time for that. You need to brine that chicken.
All right.
That's right.
Bill, we love you. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. Good idea with the chicken. That's Bill in Delaware, folks. If you ever wanted to know what happens in southern Delaware,
it's all about the slippery dumplings.
There you go. 888-688-9258. Are you taking any of these weight loss medications? Would you be willing to tell us how it's going?
Yeah, we really do want to know. I know that we're talking about the side effects and how scary it is to us.
That's just to us.
We really want to hear from someone who, you know, will tout its benefits and tell us what's going on with it.
We don't do any drugs. In other words, taking a Tylenol or something like that is a rare occasion.
Right, that's like
we don't even do that.
No, not doing it. No Motrin. No nothing around here.
Right.
Unless it's to avoid an emergency room stay. That's right. All.
One of the most popular prescription drugs in the U.S. Ozempic is a brand name. Wegovy is another. The prescriptions being written here are in the millions. It has jumped 40-fold over the last 5 years.
Wow.
And in the final 3 months of last year's millions and millions, nearly 10 million prescriptions written. It mimics digestive hormone. It can lower blood sugar levels, curbs appetite, slows digestion. It was used for people with diabetes. And then somehow it got popular off-label because of Hollywood and other stars and other wealthier people that wanted to use it to lose weight. It caught on. I think that's all marketing, right? They're kind of slipping it through the Hollywood angle to get you to think it's popular among those folks. And now it's one of the most popular prescription drugs in the U.S. compared to it was the 90th. Most popular drug in 2021. Now it is skyrocketed to one of the most popular. Semaglutide, I believe, is the actual name of the drug, the generic name for it. And it is surging in popularity. Some people predict it will be the most used drug in the United States, even among kids. Because of the quote, obesity epidemic.
Yeah, but the obesity epidemic doesn't come from a lack of Ozempic.
That's a good point. Maybe we'll discuss that coming up. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by TikTokers.
Bro, science is so fake because they say that the sun is the hottest thing in the world, but they clearly haven't seen you. What? You're hot. I mean, hotter than the sun. I think we should kiss about that.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
Apparently, cocaine dealers need a side hustle. Details later. People of Walmart, Sterling at night.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for you on Sterling on Sunday.
Busted at a jiggle joint leads to international incident. Details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT. Sterling at night.
I wanted to answer this question because I keep seeing it, but I am going to get more into detail with like my coming out story, and that kind of involves it on the porch with Soph, but I'll kind of answer this question a little bit. But my guilty pleasure is mukbangs, so I'm eating sushi in the car and I can kind of a little mukbang. I don't even get fish. I get a sweet potato with avocado and cream cheese, and then I dip it in yum yum. My God, it is literally the best thing ever. We have been craving this. Soph is so mad at me because she's babysitting, and I had the day off, and I sent her a picture, and she was like, you didn't wait? They honestly all handled it way better than I ever would expected it to go.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
Dan Gaffney here.
I'm Becky Gaffney.
Wordle in four. That's me today.
I'm so annoyed with you and the Wordle. I know I've been annoyed all night tonight. Tonight I have
listeners know what the Wordle is.
How annoyed I am. But let me just tell the listeners about you and the Wordle.
Let us start at the beginning and make sure they know what the Wordle is.
Okay, honey, explain the Wordle to all of our listeners out there.
It's a little word game the New York Times has. It's the only good thing I like. It's the only good thing about the New York Times, the Wordle. And it's the only time I do anything with the New York Times, the Wordle. It's a little game where you have to figure out a five-letter word, and they give you six tries. That's all. And I knew about the Wordle, and our oldest daughter, one day, sent a group chat to all her siblings and her parents, us, and it's had something about the Wordle. And she wanted us all to try the Wordle. So now we're all into the Wordle.
You're all into the Wordle.
You're into it.
I will do the Wordle, but I don't have to announce to the whole world.
Wordle in four.
At 2 a.m. every day, how many guesses it took me to get the word that was the Wordle?
Wordle is only a once a day game. This is why I like it. It doesn't consume you like a lot of video games.
Oh, you're consumed.
No, you know what I mean, though. It's not a video game you can play for hours and hours. You play the Wordle once a day. It's one Wordle a day, and then you don't play it again to the next day.
Except here's why you're consumed. Because if you get the Wordle in, say 4 out of 6 tries, you're upset that you didn't get it in 3 out of 6. If you lose the Wordle for that day, you're waiting until midnight when you can do the next Wordle so that you can redeem yourself and tell everyone how amazingly well you did at the Wordle that day.
We just want you to be more active in the group chat.
Okay, well, if I do the Wordle, I don't have to brag, right? I tell you if I thought the Wordle was tough, Which doesn't mean I didn't get it, mind you, but I will tell you if I think it was tough or silly or just a strange word, but I don't need to tell you how many times I do so very well.
We
want to
know. We want to know.
No, you don't want to know. You want to compete. Our daughter. You have made it a competition.
Why did she start the group chat?
Because we were discussing it that day, so she sent that message to the people that were in the house who heard that discussion, and for some reason, you.
Now everyone is playing the Wordle.
Okay.
All right. And I like to announce
that you think you're the winner.
Wordle in four. Now, that's not really great. It's just what I am today.
No.
Now, tomorrow I might be Wordle in six or Wordle in three.
Or you might just not get the Wordle and then I'll hear about it for the next week. Oh, you
I will
know,
be
that
depressed.
Day, you will.
I am depressed.
And you'll tell me not only that day that you didn't get the Wordle, you'll be telling me, I can't believe I didn't get that one. I can't believe it. I should have gotten it. Should have gotten the Wordle.
It breaks the streak. That's the problem. You know, you get a streak going and then it breaks the streak.
Well, and I see there again, you have like you log in so that you get your streak numbers and
yeah, gives you
your
the stats.
And I don't care. I don't ever log in. I play as a guest when I do it, you know. That's it. It's just it's some strange competition you have with yourself and others.
And I noticed you didn't announce how many tries it took for you to get the Wordle today.
Today it was four.
All right. So you and I are tied.
No, you weren't four today. You were five today.
No, it was Wordle in four.
Okay.
That's what I just said.
Look at that, honey. We tied. Aren't
Wordle
we awesome?
Wordle in four.
No competition there.
It's the only really family game that we... Well, the kids play games sometimes, but this is like a family group chat that I got added to. And so I'm just trying to participate.
Okay, honey. You keep participating.
Our daughter has like 40-day streak of getting it 40 days in a row.
See, you make it sound like it's like some massive
She could put that on her resume.
You actually told her to last week. You say that as a joke, but it was like fun facts about yourself. You're like, ooh, tell him you had a 32-day world streak. Brr. And you beat your dad.
It's just a dumb game.
It's silly.
Somebody invented it. It was very popular. New York Times bought it because they recognized how popular it was. And I'm we're way late to the Wordle party. People know about the Wordle. When I was a kid, the biggest game was the Jumble. If you didn't do a crossword puzzle, there was a game called the Jumble, which was usually back in the back of a newspaper. Remember newspapers, folks?
When you were little, they had those.
And they had comics in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And on the page with the comics was the Jumble.
What exactly was the Jumble?
I wasn't very good at it. It was like they jumble up a word and you have to figure out what
like
the word is.
Scrambling the word or something?
Yeah,
okay.
The Jumble. But it was called the Jumble, and it was in a little box in next to Beetle Bailey or Nancy.
Again, these are things that I don't think many people will know, honey, because anyone who did know those things, you know.
Beetle Bailey, and then you had certain comics that you would read, at least I did, in order, right? And you didn't read all the comics.
You didn't?
No, because... Mark Trail or, I don't know these guys. The adventure ones would never read. Some you didn't think were very funny, so you never read them. There were certain ones, you'd always read Peanuts. I would always read Peanuts. And Ziggy.
Ziggy?
Remember Ziggy?
No.
You know?
No.
Family Circus.
I remember that because my grandmother would cut those out once in a while and hang them on her refrigerator.
Of course. The Family Circus.
Yes, she would.
They were not funny at all.
Well, she seemed to think they were.
But I would read them. They were just mildly amusing.
Maybe they were funny for old ladies.
Yeah, they were. Marmaduke.
That's right? The big dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog. These are all one panel comics.
That's like...
And my favorite was Nancy.
Nancy. Okay.
Do you know that comic?
I do know that
Nancy
one
and Sluggo.
I had an aunt named Nancy, and she would always make references to that. It was like she had like little ringlet hair or something, like dark hair. Is that right? Yes.
Okay. And then later, the Far Side broke all the rules and became the greatest of all times. And I would also read Wizard of Id. Do you remember that one?
Nope.
Come on, honey.
What?
Wizard of Id.
No.
Beetle Bailey.
That I do remember. I remember Beetle Bailey. Don't know
then
why.
Then you got the jumble over there.
Okay.
And this is what we miss in America. They took this from us. They took this from us. They.
By taking away the newspaper.
Now all I have is the Wordle.
Now all you have is your cell phone that acts as the newspaper that you hold and read all day.
But it's still not as fun as having that all on one page where you could just go look at it. It's not as fun. Not as fun. And I haven't looked at a newspaper like most Americans in, what, decades,
yeah.
It seems, right?
I don't know where you do you. Where can you get the newspaper right. These days, honey?
I don't know. This trip down memory lane brought to you by the Wordle. And now I check that off my ad lib list right here.
The Wordle.
I had that actually written down as a topic.
All right, tomorrow I expect you to get the Wordle in one.
Oof. That's something.
Wordle in one.
Dan and Becky Gaffney, this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by almost Tom Cotter.
I'd love to see you give birth to a child.
Yeah, I'd love to see you pee your initials in the snow. We're just different, honey. And by the way, I've been up here for, what, 5 minutes now? Have you heard me once talk like this? Oh, you, oh, you. Bedside table drawer. That's where they are.
A real popular strip club located in North Miami Beach. Some revelers got out of control, including one student from Florida International University that has led to an international incident. 26-year-old Matteo Falsinelli was arrested. Apparently, he was resisting arrest. I'm just going to tell you something as someone who may or may not have been arrested. Anytime in my past, the most important thing is to be very cooperative with the police officer. Sometimes that's really tough to do when you're loaded up on testosterone and cosmopolitans. But here we are. Matteo arrested and apparently really not cooperative at all. So the North Miami Beach Police Department did what they should do. They made sure he was safe. So they hogtied him. Footage has been released, and the good people of Italy are horrified at the treatment of Matteo. Don't do the crime if you don't know how to do the time, and do not resist arrest. Matteo, he is in trouble, and perhaps he never should have left Italy in the first place. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool. Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
This is a live radio show. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked that people on your radio dial are actually live on a Sunday night talking with you and giving you the opportunity to join the conversation. I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
And this is Sterling on Sunday, normally heard at this time on great radio stations across America. Walter Sterling traveling after attending his daughter's graduation at Syracuse.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It is.
And exciting news for Walter Sterling from the great affiliate in Philadelphia, WPHT. Walter Sterling will be heard every night starting next week. Did you know that?
I did know that.
And it has been publicly announced.
That's why I was giving you this look. Like, has that been publicly announced? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah.
I was doubting you, honey. I won't doubt you anymore.
So Sterling on Sunday is now, well, will still happen, according to Walter. But he will be heard daily on WPHT in Philadelphia. How about that? So very exciting news, radio news. I'm actually looking it up as we speak now that I...
Now that you said yes. It, you're making sure you're allowed to say it. Is that what you're doing? Getting all of the actual info?
Odyssey News Talk, WPHT Philadelphia, is adding a new live and local evening program to its program schedule starring Walter Sterling. Walter Sterling at Night will air weeknights 9 p.m. till 12 midnight, beginning May 13th. Odyssey Philadelphia Senior Vice President and Market Manager said.
Okay. I guess it's about time to announce then, right? If it's tomorrow, starting tomorrow.
Somebody should know about it.
Yeah, we should. We should get that out there.
For those who are listening in on that affiliate, right?
Yeah.
Or people other parts of the country, and they're like, I don't care about Philadelphia.
Well, you'll still hear them on Sunday.
Yes. It's just, you know, and people can stream if they want to get a five-night-a-week Walter Sterling fix. You can stream him from his new weeknight show. Walter has demonstrated the importance of late-night talk radio with his Sunday night nationally syndicated program and has welcomed his listeners, who he refers to as friends on the radio, to unpack their day-to-day lives. He's made strides at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT for a decade, and we're ecstatic to finally bring his entertaining brand to the Delaware Valley five nights a week. How about that? Walter gave a quote to the news media. He said, late night radio is golden media time for a live program. It's one-on-one stage for lighter conversations, serving as morning drive for late night, late shift doctors, nurses, bus drivers, hotel managers, security staff, and more. That answers my, one of our kids' questions.
Which was?
When I told him we're broadcasting from the living room tonight. He said, when? I said 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. He goes, who's listening to the radio at till 1 a.m.?
Our kids are used to being early risers, which also means we go to bed early around these parts. So this is definitely different for them.
Right. Now we know. According to Walter Sterling, this is morning drive for late shift doctors, nurses, bus drivers, hotel managers, security staff, and more. Good morning to you, right? Morning drive for you folks. Thanks for listening. In for Walter Sterling, it's Dan and Becky Gaffney. Back in a moment.
Walter M. Sterling.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Sterling every night. Study books, lusty books. Get cozy with the
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and here's an excerpt from my book, The Fall of the Midnight Scorpions. At long last, they reached the top of the slope, the ocean far behind them, like a distant memory. Reggie crossed the grassy plateau to where he'd parked the truck beneath a tree, a taller specimen of the one back down near the shells and sand. He pushed aside the hanging branches, opened the gate of the truck, and sat her down on the bed. Ro trailed her fingers down his broad chest. I'm glad we're both in better spirits, but it doesn't mean all our problems will go away by tomorrow. I know. He stepped in between her knees and caressed her cheek. But overall, I've felt better since I started waking up near you. Her inner thighs throbbed with his closeness. She tilted her face up to receive his kiss, yet it was short-lived. "We have to get the blankets out," Reggie said,
nudging her to the side. It'll take 2 minutes, not even. Don't run away. Ro hopped out of the truck. Already, she felt colder outside of his embrace. She opened the passenger door and propped her foot up on the seat to undo her shoelaces. One boot and sock fell to the floor of the cab, followed by the other. She was tempted to shed all her clothing and dive back into Reggie's arms. Patience won out. Before she returned to the rear of the truck, she removed one more article. Unfastening the clasp of her chain, he held the necklace in front of her. Even in the wan light, the pearl pendant seemed to glow with an ethereal radiance. She smiled and tucked it away into a safe pocket inside her knapsack. Every available blanket was spread out in the truck's bed. "Sorry about the accommodations," Reggie said, smoothing down one corner. "But I think it's late enough. We lost our room in town." "I don't care." Something had reawakened in her, some primal longing, and she needed to touch him again. She slithered between him and the metal urn, pulling him closer by the waistband of his pants. "We wouldn't have made it there anyway." Cupping her hand behind his neck, Ro maneuvered his mouth toward hers for another kiss. He lifted her up, his large hands dipping beneath her flimsy shirt, grip her waist. They left her sides to resume their earlier exploration, skimming over her skin with faint pressure. When his palm grazed her chest, breath hitched in her throat. He chuckled and gave her lower lip a nibble before releasing her. Yanking the hem of her top, he pulled the garment off over her head and tossed it behind her. Her bra followed a few seconds later, leaving her exposed to him in the cool night air. She grabbed a handful of the material stretching over his chest and grinned. "Your turn," she said. With the same roguish smile, Reggie shed his t-shirt. Slivers of moonlight trickled through the narrow leaves of the tree, illuminating every distinct line and hardened plane of his upper body. Tattooed band encircled one bicep, and similarly colored ink in a design she couldn't decipher peeked out over the opposite shoulder. As much as she loved fantasizing about the strength of his arms and his ability to overpower her, her eye was drawn to the thin channels crisscrossing his abdomen and the defined V of his hips disappearing into his pants. She couldn't wait to mold herself around his delectable form. Rose scooted backward, reclining against the blankets as he climbed next to her. He propped himself up with a hand on either side of her slender frame, but she hooked one leg around his waist to bring his full weight down on her body. Skin met skin, and she flattened herself against his chest as she inhaled sharply. "If I'd known you were going to feel this good," she murmured against his lips, "maybe we should have done this a lot sooner." His mouth slid over to her ear. "You were worth the wait." I think I should stop there, but you can always have more. That was an excerpt from my book, The Fall of the Midnight Scorpions, which is available at Amazon in paperback and on Kindle Unlimited. I'm smutty book author Thea Landon.
What's the matter, hon? You all right?
I'm fine.
Here, have a cool drink.
I don't need a cool drink. I'm fine.
Is that in your cart now, Amazon cart?
It is not in my cart.
I know.
It's in my cart.
It's not in your cart.
No.
You did make an interesting noise, though, when she described, chewing on his lip.
I think she said nibbling.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, it makes it funny. All right. Hi, Dan Gaffney here.
And I'm his passenger princess, Becky Gaffney.
What does that mean? Passenger oh, was that in the book, too?
No, it wasn't, but that's what it made me imagine. Just, you know, sitting there and not having much to say or do.
Walter Sterling is off tonight. He is not here, obviously, in Syracuse for his daughter's graduation.
Where he can probably see the Northern Lights.
No one has reported this Northern Light phenomena for tonight. They're telling us that you could apparently see it again tonight in parts of the Midwest or the Mid-Atlantic or New England or the Pacific Northwest. I just did another peek outside. It's a beautiful night where we are. We're not getting any storms or anything. Clear sky. It's a beautiful, quiet, calm night. I see nothing. I see no pinks, no blues, no greens.
I don't know if it's because we have lots of light around us, but probably not. We probably just can't see it here tonight.
Yes. Well, who knows? But if there is someone anywhere in the United States that currently can see the what we would call Northern Lights, our number is 888-688-9258. It's being reported widely in the news, and we want to know if people can really see them.
I did see a lot of pictures last night of people even close to us who could see them. So, you know, we just missed it. We should have looked outside last night. We didn't. We probably missed it.
Right. Well, we are hanging out together on the Sterling on Sunday program. And coming up in a few moments, we are going to talk about how people that we know from church ignore us in Walmart.
This is a phenomenon, and it's either because they think I'm really, really, really weird, or they just don't recognize us, not in our church clothes.
I don't know what the reason is.
I don't either, but it's weird.
And does it happen to other people?
It has to.
We'll find out coming up. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Sterling on Sunday.
Sorry, this is awkward. My dad doesn't know that I'm gay, and I'm sure you think that is super closeted of me, and I get it, okay? My ex-girlfriend, Alicia, really hated it when it came to that because I could never talk.
Okay, chill. It's fine. There's no timeline on coming out. Also, we just started dating, so it's cool. I got you. Okay, thanks.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space. Alien life with benefits.
We're wondering if you've ever experienced this phenomena where you attend a church, let's say, and you've been there for years, okay? And then you see someone from church in the grocery store, and when they see you, they turn and hide. In other words, they... Or you could say hi, you know, because you recognize them from church. And then they pretend not to see you or look away.
And specifically...
Why does that happen?
Specifically, we are saying people in church because this is something that happened this week. And it has happened before with people from church, people from other places as well.
Right.
But just that kind of like, are they hiding from us or
are they pretending
they don't see us?
It could be us.
Are they hiding because they don't want to be seen or do they not want to see you?
Is it something where it's out of place?
Maybe.
You know what? You see someone out of place.
And you don't have, you know, you're wearing your house shoes and your jammy pants in Walmart or something, and you don't want to be seen.
Right.
That's what I mean. Like
We've talked about this. It's happened several times.
And I am super sensitive. I will tell you, to what did I do? How did I make this person feel to hide from me? People have conversations with me and I'll think about it for the next 6 months thinking that I possibly offended them or they didn't like what I had to say, or I'm super critical of myself.
Yeah. See, I think of it like, oh, there is a guy or someone I know from church. I'm going to greet them with a holy kiss.
Oh, my word.
Or, you know, I want to see them. Like, hey.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, so let's...
And they're like, did he not hear me say hi? He didn't even say hi back.
Right,
he didn't even
not
look.
Even looking. And so... Well,
did he not hear me? I just said hi and looked him right in the eye, and he turned away and didn't say anything.
This has been really on our minds because this week Dan did a show, one of his mentalism shows, and there's a guy... At this function, who is saying, oh, I heard you went to such and such church. I don't know you. I've never seen you. Now, let me just go further into explaining that this dude, for multiple years, this was at, you know, 12 years at a church. This guy, for at least two of those years, sat directly behind me. Now, we're in the first row, okay?
That's why because he didn't know us. He can only see the back of my head.
We're in the very first row because Dan likes, you know, everyone to watch us if the kids have to get up and go to the bathroom or whatever. But we're sitting there. He's directly behind me, which means he is directly diagonally from Dan for years. And he
says
right
there
to you,
hey, I heard you go to the church. I don't know. Are you the entertainer tonight?
Now, also.
And then he goes, I don't know. And I said, well, we go to a different church right now. He, oh, that must be why I don't recognize.
Has gone on double dates with our daughter and a guy that she was dating because he was her bestie. And he doesn't know us. Has been involved in outside things.
So, I don't know.
With us. It's weird.
Yeah.
But says he doesn't know us. So is that what's happening when we're at Walmart? They don't recognize us because we sit in the front row
could
and all they
us,
see
honey.
Is the back of our heads?
I'm thinking it could be us.
Well,
there's something wrong
with us.
Because what is it when you...
But you wouldn't fake that you didn't know somebody if you didn't like them. You would just greet them
now, I'm
with
talking
a nod.
About... I'm talking about this.
Okay.
I have a shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman from church... has a shopping cart. We're right next to each other, going opposite directions. Mm-hmm. So we're facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
I go, hey, how are you?
Right. Nothing.
At about that level.
Right.
Like, so she really can, hi, how are you? I get a look in the face.
Maybe.
And then she turns her head and doesn't even say anything.
Maybe it's
just
that
keeps walking.
We're too friendly, and people just want to hide. They just want to melt into the Cheerios in the aisle and not be seen.
What
Maybe
is
it's
wrong with
other people?
People
not wanting to be seen. Which
I think everyone's on meds,
but they're not on Sunday morning. What?
I don't know.
I don't think that's it. I think we're just very forgettable people. We have to be. We have to be very forgettable people because this dude who, when he proposed to his now wife,
who also
they came up to me and excitedly.
Well, you weren't there though. So it's you they would have recognized, but not me.
Really?
I just wonder if it happens to other people.
Right. And if you do it, are you just trying to hide from people? I think that's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
Mostly. In this guy's case, something totally different. I don't know what happened to him.
I opened the door for two women who went to the church.
Very recently, I remember.
I recognize them both.
I saw
know
them.
Know them both.
Yep.
And I hold the door open at a store and I go... Hey, how you two doing? Hi. They don't...
Completely ignore. And that's the weird thing. Like
they don't even say, hey, thanks
for
opening.
You don't know who the guy is opening the door, and you don't say, doing well, thank you. And,
oh, good to
and
see
blow
you.
Past
or,
you.
How's
or,
your wife? Or nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, so strange.
I don't know.
So strange.
I don't understand what's going on there.
Maybe it's you.
It's giving me a comp... It could be me.
Maybe it's you. Maybe they hear, you know, things that you say on the airwaves and don't like you.
Could be because we fill in on the Sterling on Sunday show.
That might be it. Because you know they're all up between the hours of 10 and 1, and they're all listening.
I just don't know why it happens.
Just weird. It's strange. But I'm going to say, as critical as I am, and I always think whatever is happening is my fault,
right.
I'm going to say it can't be, because it happens to you.
888-68. Now, 688. Walt, 888-688-9258. You might have some advice here.
Right, or you might be the person doing it and can explain to us.
You might have some insight.
Right.
Feel free to share if you have any insight. 888-688-WALT. I mean, it's late. We can all talk about this. I do have a lot of other people. We see people all the time that say hi to us all the time. All the time. Hey, how you guys been? How are you? This and that. And but some people do the ignore deal.
Right.
It's not like no one speaks to it. No, we get talk to people all the time.
It happens.
We were talking just specifically about some people we knew at church.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a church sort of weird thing where they feel like there's no explanation that I can come up with for this to give any benefit of the doubt to say that this is not weird.
Yeah.
It's just strange. And again, I like to blame myself for, you know, people thinking I'm weird or not liking me or I'm socially awkward. What did I possibly say to offend you? Mm. You know, but in these situations, I think I've grown to say it can't be us. It's got to be them. They're the weird ones.
Fair enough, dear. I'm happy to say they're weird and we're not for this one time. Dan and Becky Gaffney in for Walter Sterling.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by the movie Voice Guy.
They called her Aurora. Yes, they named her after the dawn, for she filled their lives with sunshine.
It's the people of Walmart on Sterling at night.
It's tough all over. The economy's terrible. People need side hustles for side hustles. And some erstwhile cocaine dealers decide, you know what? Let's go into Walmart and do some shoplifting. You see, they were in the parking lot attempting to deal cocaine. Apparently, lots of people show up to the Walmart parking lot. Second story is seemingly in a month where there's coke dealers in the parking lot. And this was in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Yes. Hello, I go to Dartmouth. I would like some nose candy for my fraternity party. I love me the nose candy, and me and my frat boys love it. So two fine people who have only been accused. Yeah, they've been charged, but they could very well be totally innocent. One should know better. He's 54 years old. His name is Lance Alford. And apparently his business associate, maybe even a romantic interest. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Ashley Vertentes of New Bedford, Massachusetts. Yep, they just got bored, not selling the cokes. They go in, let's do some shoplifting. And they go in, they do the shoplifting, they get picked up, and they are found with, a lot of cocaine and some paraphernalia to use that cocaine. Several felonies. Not good. Be careful when you go to Walmart. There could be a coke dealer anywhere. You know, maybe even in, the potato chip aisle. You know, just look, you have a nose can. No, don't do that. Be bad. Toot, got toot. No, don't say that. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool, Sterling at night.
Dan Gaffney for Walter Sterling.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Also for Walter Sterling.
We're filling in. Walter's in Syracuse at his daughter's graduation.
Let's take a call from Look in Delaware. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great.
Okay, concerning your issues with your church
people. For
and
me,
other people.
I think if I came upon you in a store or something, I would be afraid of whatever I said would be on the radio the next morning. And since there's a group of people who know you and know me, then maybe somebody would figure it out that I didn't want them to know, and I'd have to think way too much, and I wouldn't be natural with you.
Really?
Interesting.
Yes.
What I don't typically talk about all the things I talk about, though, you know, like with people, like what would be on the radio?
Right. Do we
like
just
a
be
hello?
A hi, how are you? Picking up some eggs.
You know, like.
Right. I don't know, but I think that might be in the back of somebody's mind, though. Like, oh, no, what if whatever I say he decides to talk about tomorrow?
Yes, and how embarrassing would it be to find out that you purchased eggs? Or, you know what I mean? I mean, what? I get it.
Since my neighbor just offered me her eggs, you know, that may be an issue. from her backyard chickens. Like, I don't know. I was just thinking that, you know, that maybe that's what it is. And to me, it's really funny. Becky gave so much information about the guy staring at the back of her head.
Yes.
That so many people know who that is.
Right. Well, it's kind of funny because, wow. You know, yeah, so many people know who that is, but it's a funny story because he knows who it is, too. And it's just like,
right.
When you're sitting there, that has to be in your mind. Like, when you go over that and we say, well, this is where, like, do you think to yourself, like, I think to myself, if this is my fault, I make people hate me. Do you think, how could I forget that?
All right. So, in other words, they're just very guarded knowing that...
We have big mouths.
We have big mouths, right?
I think maybe that's it. And it is completely black, dark here at the farm. There are no lights around me, but I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Well, I'm glad to know that because it, you know, I'm thinking that maybe it was the town lights, what we're seeing out there, that's making it dark.
No fancy lights tonight. Hey, great call, though. Thank you for the insight. Thank you for the insight.
Have a great one, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Do you know who that was?
I'm not saying.
Write it on a piece of paper.
No, I'm not saying.
You're like what she was saying. You're afraid I'm going to talk.
Well, no, it's not even that. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not breaching that trust because neither of us are getting our eggs in Walmart. We're both getting them from our friends and neighbors.
Write down,
but I'm not
going to
write it
was.
Down. No, not doing it.
If you knew who the caller was.
Yes, I know what you're saying, honey. I do understand English.
All right. She's not going to say.
Nope, not doing it.
Secret is safe with her.
As long as you don't sit directly behind me and stare at the back of my head, I won't tell anyone who you are.
It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT.
P.S. That is not anyone who's sitting directly behind our head at this present time.
Yeah, this was someone who sat behind us at a different time.
Right, exactly.
How's that? Well, we've made it to the next day here on the East Coast, which means there's a new Wordle out. And I'll be ready for the new Wordle.
Should have opened it to see if I could do it faster than you could.
And the Aurora seems to be... not making its way into the United States to the level they thought it would. So maybe the magnetic storm, if you will, has calmed down just a little bit, which is good for communication. You know, this can disrupt communication. When they have very high levels of this type of magnetic storm, it's been known to even electrify long pipes, long wires. It can electrify the outer long wires. It's an engineering problem.
And how about your tinfoil hat? Is it electrifying your tinfoil hat that you're currently wearing, my darling?
What?
Well, we know that the Wordle is not storm, just so everyone knows, because we were talking about storm and it fit. I typed it in.
All right. Dana Becky in for Walter Sterling. Love being here. It's happy time for us.
Mother's Day is over now. It's the day after Mother's Day, and I don't have to think about that again.
Right. You've got another year before you can do your Mother's Day rant.
My tirade about expectations on Mother's Day.
Right.
Yes.
What we didn't talk about is the people that have mothers that are problematic.
Yeah,
and they don't really like their mother, or their mother was abusive.
Well,
or something.
I don't. Yeah.
How does Mother's Day, the hype of Mother's Day, affect them? I'm sure it's not a very pleasant thought.
Okay, well, let me tell a story real quick, if I can. One of my very best friends I met on a Mother's Day because I saw her standing there crying when everyone was talking about their Mother's Day and Happy Mother's Day. I knew she wasn't a mother. I walked up to her and said, you know, you don't have to go see her today if you don't want to. Because
you just said that. You knew.
I just said it. Because clearly she was very distraught about something. You're not going to put yourself in a position to not want to go visit and be friendly and do happy things on Mother's Day if mom was, if you have a good relationship with mom, or if mom was a good mom, there's got to be something bad.
Right.
There has to be some abuse, something horrible that would make you feel that way about Mother's Day. It's either a loss, your mom's not around. I knew her mom was around. So, it's got to be something major and something big. People aren't going to cut off their mothers, grandmothers, parents, unless there's something majorly wrong.
She could have been that mom from Throw Mama from the Train. Remember that lady? Maybe that was her mom.
No, don't
something
remember
like that,
that. But okay.
All right.
Nice reach, but I don't think that was it. But whatever it was, you know, people aren't going no contact with parents because their parents just kind of weren't, weren't great. They're not weeping in the corner on Mother's Day, hearing about other people's mothers, unless something's really wrong.
Yeah. So you made it through Mother's Day, hopefully, without those folks who are in that situation. They made it through.
You know, Mother's Day can be very triggering when you hear Happy Mother's Day in a good way.
Wow.
It can be triggering in a bad way, just like any other holiday and things for
amazing
people. And you don't know. You never know what somebody's going through ever. And saying Happy Mother's Day can trigger somebody. Sure.
Dan and Becky, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Frank Rizzo.
Get away from me, you crumb.
Starling at the night. Lesbians in space.
Okay, having a crush on your friend is literally so fun.
It can be until you realize you guys are never, ever, ever going to be together because you had a chance with that friend many years ago, but now they're off in a whole other relationship. They have pets together, a hamster or two, and you're just all alone. You're eating peanut butter in bed at 4 a.m., can't even touch yourself because you're so bad. You're crying so hard you crack a rib. You're wearing your clothes to sleep. What? You're wearing your clothes in the shower is what I was trying to say. It doesn't really matter. I haven't showered in days, actually, so I don't really know what's going on.
Girl.
I miss her. Kate?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Dan and Becky Gaffney in for Sterling on Sunday. We got this interesting gig tonight. It was fun being here. Do you know the actor Steve Buscemi?
Yes, you do too.
Yeah, he was in Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
He's been in all sorts of movies. He's in the show Boardwalk Empire.
Which I don't know.
He's 66. He's the latest guy to get randomly punched on the streets of New York.
What is this trend? Like, what would drive people to do this?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Hopefully it's not the weight loss drug Ozempic.
I feel like it's one of those things, like the one rule about punching people in the face randomly is we don't talk about punching people in the face randomly. There's
right.
some weird group of people doing this.
New York Post says it this way. Buscemi was strolling through Kips Bay when a brute walked up and struck the Boardwalk Empire star in broad daylight attack, one of the latest unprovoked attacks in the five boroughs of New York City. He had swelling to his face and left eye. They took him to Bellevue Hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, and he loved the way the New York Post says this, mm-hmm. his deranged assailant took off and is still on the lam. This was written in the 1940s? No, it was written today. How about that? On the lam, eh?
Well, I knew it was happening a lot to young girls. I know that.
Yes.
That was happening to a lot of women, young girls, and in particular, I knew about that because a friend of one of our daughters,
it was a dancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would randomly.
Randomly. Just
punch,
walking
yeah.
down the street and, you know.
Steve Buscemi was assaulted in Midtown Manhattan, another victim of a random act of violence in the city, his publicist said in a statement to the press. He is okay and appreciates everyone's well wishes, though incredibly sad for everyone that this has happened to while also walking the streets of New York. Cops say the random attack happened around 11:48 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right on 3rd Avenue.
Well, and the girls that I saw, they were in the middle of the day. They were taking straight to the internet to let everybody know what happened, and it was the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm. They have surveillance footage of the attacker.
Wow.
It's a man wanted for assaulting Steve Buscemi, seen in the surveillance image, wearing a tight blue shirt, baseball cap. There he is.
No other.
There's a full picture of him.
He looks like just a regular dude. Random old guy.
Yeah, gray beard. Backpack.
Santa on the loose. Santa on the loose in the streets of New York, punching people.
Second actor from the series that fell victim to New York City violence. On March 31st, an actor who plays a gangster on the show was out for a run on the Upper East Side when he was struck in the back of the neck with a rock.
What in the world? A little different than the random punching,
yeah.
But still.
NYPD arrested again, New York Post, deranged vagrant.
He's not on the lam. He's not on the lam.
No, they arrested the deranged vagrant, mm-hmm. Xavier Israel, 27. That happened about 7:45 in the evening.
So strange.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's the TV. Maybe it's the show.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's
they just
setting
really
people
don't
off.
Like the show, but it doesn't have anything to do with all the girls that were just randomly punched.
I know. Kind of rough. It's a different New York City.
It is. We were talking about that the other day with the kids, how New York City used to be so rough, and then it was just, you know, great, and we could all go there and hang out and
now
be tourists.
Now it's rough again.
yeah, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's very cyclical, right? It was rough, then nice, and now rough. Anyway, Steve Buscemi doing well.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Know about that. Okay. Very good. Is there anything else on our checklist that we didn't get to?
I don't think so. We got to Mother's Day, Ozempic face. We did that one.
Yes, the Aurora Northern Lights. That was a real bust.
Which apparently no one has seen.
Yeah.
No one has seen
on stage performing.
The Aurora Borealis are just as elusive as being the vision of us in Walmart.
Being ignored, the Cybertruck. I think that's it. Thank you, Walter Sterling. Midnight Misfits. Have a great night.
Happy Mother's Day.
Walter M. Sterling.
That was this week's Walter Sterling Show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it so.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Sterling Show.
My classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Sterling Show.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.